This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the various, it's my privilege to bring you the various voices of the DJV show. The components include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, the 26th of June, and Victoria gets things started with a number of things that are on the trending list at this point. Go ahead there, Victoria.
Well, a bizarre story out of Indiana this morning. After finding a gun in a sofa at an IKEA, a child fired the loaded weapon in the store, and of course now it's prompted a whole investigation. Apparently what happened was a customer who was shopping at the Fisher's Indiana IKEA sat down on a couch to test it out, and he didn't realize his gun fell out of his pants. And a large group of kids sat down on the sofa after he got up to keep shopping. They found the gun, and one of them pulled the trigger and fired a shot. Luckily, no one was hurt, but it's one of those incidents now. It's, of course, you know, prompting discussions about concealed carry and all kinds of things like that. But once again, this is like the FBI agent on the dance floor. Aren't there safeties on guns that would prevent this from happening?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't have guns, so that's what I'm saying.
Every gun has a safety, but you don't have to put it on. Humans can take it off. That's the issue. Mm-hmm.
But would children be able to take it off? Because that's part of the investigation. They're wondering, was the safety on, and did the kids actually, were they able to disengage the safety?
That's a question? No, okay. I mean, that would be what they'd have to figure out. But it's very possible that he was walking around with a loaded weapon, especially if he had it, like, in a holster or something like that. Who knows how it was on his being, if it was in his pocket or if it was in a holster and it fell out. I don't know. Wow.
Well, according to Indiana law, they say a license is required to carry a handgun, but they're still trying to figure out if this guy had a permit or not. So the investigation will continue, but just luckily no one was hurt. But what a bizarre thing to have happen at an IKEA. So
there's another bizarre gun circumstance. A fellow was shot on a camping trip in California. Two young daughters with him, his name is Tristan Baudet, died after a gunshot wound to his upper torso at a campsite in the Malibu Creek State Park over in Calabasas, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. These campsites now closed all around California because of the shooting. Well, so why were they're looking for the shooter, and the only place the shooter would be is a campsite? I'm trying to figure this.
The way that I understand it, and yeah. I just kind of came across the story yesterday, so I'm not totally briefed in it, but I think that there have been multiple incidents at this particular campground, and so they're seeing if there's something.
Incidents like people being shot?
Right.
You mean? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So then why would they, but I guess I'm still trying to figure out rhetorically why they would close all of them down.
Well, if they think that this is like some sort of serial event, I think that's just their first line of defense, is just shutting down the area in which these things are happening.
This is the same park where MASH was filmed, mm-hmm. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and Planet of the Apes.
It's a great little hike out there. It's a lot of fun, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. So much for those of you who thought the Planet of the Apes was actually filmed on another planet. Sorry to disappoint.
Gilligan's Island was filmed in a parking lot with sand.
Right.
Which is very tragic.
And the opening of when Charlton Heston parted the sea, it was done in the back parking lot at the Paramount lot as well. Okay. So
Universal,
that was
Universal, wasn't it?
Was it Universal? I don't know. I remember
yeah, they do. That's part of the tour.
The dip in the, yeah, right, exactly. The big dip in the parking lot. Thank you. All right, what else?
Have you guys heard the news about Buzz Aldrin? He's trending.
No.
Yeah.
You have? I haven't heard him. No, what's your...
Yeah, it's... He is fighting. He's, of course, the Apollo 11 spacewalker. He's suing two of his children and a former business manager, accusing them of misusing his funds, his credit cards, transferring money from his accounts, and slandering him by saying he has dementia. And, of course, I guess he doesn't have dementia, so this is getting really ugly. He filed a lawsuit in a Florida state court, and he asked the judge to remove his son Andrew from control of his financial affairs, his social media accounts, and several nonprofit and business enterprises. Andrew Aldrin has been a trustee of his father's trust, and Buzz is now 88 years old, and I guess that this is now going to become very ugly, and it's a back-and-forth, he said kind of a thing. His other kids, I guess his daughter Janice is also in the lawsuit. She is accused of conspiring with his former business manager of fraud, exploitation of the elderly, and unjust enrichment. And so this was just filed as a lawsuit, so this will also be a developing story, but it's sad when the family stuff gets involved, and it's
sure is.
And with the elderly too. At 88, maybe he does have some dementia. He says he doesn't. He is married to, I think, maybe a second or third wife, not the mother of the kids anymore. She might be involved too. You never know.
So that's the buzz on Buzz.
Buzz on Buzz, yeah.
Other people in the news: Tammy Waddell referred to her students as her kids. Very interesting and very positive story. She has died. That's not positive, but she made sure, as a dying wish, that her children, needy children that she had worked with, were taken care of. She was a teacher in Forsyth County, Georgia. She had colon cancer and has passed. A couple of weeks before she died, she told her son that she didn't want flowers at the funeral. Instead, she wanted people to bring backpacks full of school supplies for students who are in need. And there are some photos from the funeral that show the church pews lined with dozens and dozens of backpacks that were donated by her friends, her colleagues, and her loved ones. The day that we received 130 backpacks with school supplies in it, anything a student would need for at least half a year, the spokesperson for the funeral home said, the backpacks just came and kept coming.
The photos are really cool.
Yeah, right. Thing. Yeah. And see, that's the kind of stuff that you can't fill the day with those things, but there were 100 teachers serving as honorary pallbearers, carried the backpacks back to their schools. She was only 58. She'd had it before. She was diagnosed with it again last year. Doctors said she didn't have long. So she was in this school for 25 years. She had to retire to fight the battle. Photos of the funeral have gone viral. That's what both Jennifer and Victoria are referring to. There is a group called TES Resources, nonprofit, helps teachers around the world. They decided to honor Ms. Waddell with a donation of thousands of school supplies as well for the students there. So sad, but yet the reality is that even in death, you can have really strong, positive, very important consequences to your life. So I'm sure she affected lots of children, both in her life and in death. Good for her. Sad that it's gone that way. So one other question, Ariana Grande, is she pregnant or not? That's what I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. She just married this dude that she's known for how long, and so what's the deal? Come on, you're always
engaged.
Up on this stuff.
Yeah, they're not married.
They were married.
Oh. No, they just got engaged after like 3 weeks of dating, which is always a smart move. So she says she's not pregnant.
All right, then is Meghan Markle pregnant? Somebody's got to be pregnant. Maybe Kara's pregnant. Who's pregnant, Victoria?
Some tabloid says that Meghan Markle's pregnant with twins.
Twins!
Oh, wow. Wow. Victoria's like, twins, Meghan Markle.
Yeah, don't say that about me. I don't believe in putting that karma out in the world.
Okay, I take it back. Done, finished, over, whatever. What about Bridget Nielsen's new baby?
What about it?
But they're healthy, so that's good,
are they
right?
Okay? Yeah, I'm just wondering how they're doing, that's all. I figured you guys would keep up on that stuff. Where I lack in focus, you make up for it. So it has nothing to do with the farm, so I figured you'd know what was happening. She's got five children, six children. How many children has she had?
All the Brigitte guys. Nielsen?
Brigitte Nielsen, yes.
Yeah, five. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And Heather Locklear is back in the hospital. What? And before we started the hour, I heard echoes of what in the heck is going on with Heather Locklear?
She likes beating up cops, apparently.
Yeah, she's only, what, 110 pounds soaking wet?
Yeah, wasn't the latest one an overdose? Someone called 911 saying that she had overdosed,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's
she got out
sad.
Of jail, she overdosed, and now is in the hospital, if I read it.
See,
all.
Now I heard she had hit another police officer yesterday, because
maybe.
she hit a police officer, and then she was trying to beat up her parents, she went to rehab, and then yesterday I heard she was arrested again because she tried to hit an EMT and a police officer again.
Oh, while they were trying to help her with the overdose
yeah.
call. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's on. She must just be on a lot of pills.
She doesn't look good, that's for sure.
No, she doesn't.
Look good at all. 18 past the hour, this is the DJV program with a reminder about one of our favorite products. And this is a good time, those of you who are just getting up now and you're stretching out and you're neck is stiff and your back is sore and everything aches. You know why it aches? Because you slept on a sucky mattress with really rotten pillows. So, Doug, you always talk about fixing problems. What's the fix? The fix, maybe you ought to have in mind as well, products from MyPillow. MyPillow is an American company, started manufacturing pillows. And now it's got all kinds of things that come out of the factory. Mattress toppers, sheets, pillowcases, mattresses themselves, the go-anywhere pillow, the roll-and-go pillows. Everything is fully machine washable except the mattress. I don't know how. I think you can pretty much assume you can't stick the mattress into the washing machine, but everything else you can. The variety in sizes and colors, the standards are superb. So, order from MyPillow.com. That's only one of the reasons to go to MyPillow.com. The other is because you're listening to the DJV show and you use that promo code when you go to MyPillow.com, you can buy anything at 50% off, and in some cases the deals are even better. So you start with pillows, 50% off. These pillows are 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable. And then you go from there. Just go through all of the things that are there. 10-year warranty on the mattress, too, by the way. It's dreamy. And people, when you look over the website as well, will tell you with their testimonials why they like the product so well. We like them. You'll like them. And, by the way, if you don't, for whatever the reason, the answer to that question or problem is send them back. 60 days you have to try out a pillow or a mattress. Can you imagine? Nobody else does that. So all kinds of benefits for using the folks, the products they have, the folks that are put together at MyPillow.com. They do business for you. MyPillow.com. For everything, use the promo code DJV.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin since I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Healthcare Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Change after the hour, checking in with Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. Television news, I have none. I haven't watched anything since the kids have been here, so I'm going to leave it to Jennifer or to Victoria. Victoria had her day with her husband to celebrate their anniversary of the weekend, so I'm not many. I hope they didn't spend too much time watching television. anyway, so Jennifer, it's up to you. The spotlight is on Jennifer Horn.
I didn't watch any television either. I was at the gym and didn't have any time. But
it's summertime. Yes.
Tonight I have big plans. I'm going to watch Double Dare because it's new again tonight at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon. I've been so excited about this, and it's happening. It's on my agenda.
I'm making a note on the DVR right now. I can't wait to
see that. Also tonight is a brand new episode of Little People, Big World, where the gang goes to Solvang, which is one of my favorite places to go drink wine. That's on TLC at 8 o'clock. What could go wrong?
Oh, my God. That's a hot mess.
It's an interesting show. Also tonight, so you got your new episode of Double Dare at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon. Then you have on the History Channel, Forged in Fire, Cutting Deeper, which it tells you all about how to make weapons in India. Yeah, we're digging deep because it's summertime. Game Show Network has new episodes of Cash Cab at 8 o'clock and 8:30, followed by new episodes of Family Feud at 9 and 9:30. Brand new episode of Chopped tonight on the Food Network. That's at 9 o'clock. Deadliest Catch is new tonight on Discovery. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then on your networks, let's see what we have here. You've got, not a whole lot. NBC, America's Got Talent, is brand new tonight at 8 o'clock. That goes till 10. Fox has their new night of game shows. Beach Shazam starts at 8 o'clock, followed by Love Connection at 9. And that's really about it, other than a new episode of The 100 on CW at 9 o'clock.
All right, music news at 26 past the hour. Focus first on Chris Stapleton, who's going to join Farm Aid, the 33rd annual Farm Aid Tour is going to, it's not really a tour, it's a performance, September 22nd at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Chris Stapleton is going to be in the all-star lineup. He returning Farm Aid performers Casey Musgrave, Sturgill Simpson, Margot Price, Nathaniel Ratliff. Is it Ratliff or Ratliff? I'm not sure.
Ratliff,
okay. John Mellencamp, of course. Dave Matthews performs an acoustic set with Tim Reynolds. So all of these on Willie Nelson's Farm Aid organization. Benefit is pretty exciting. I went, what was it, 3 years ago we went? If I'm not mistaken, it was in Chicago.
Well, this is the first time it's ever been in Connecticut. It's in New England this year because they're trying to address the plight of New England farmers who are kind of being hit really hard right now.
Especially dairy farmers, yeah.
Right,
really getting
exactly.
That. Yep. Yeah, right. So if you want tickets for Farm Aid, they're on sale this Friday at 10 through Live Nation. Limited number of pre-sale tickets will be sold beginning at 10 a.m. Starting today at farmaid.org/festival. That's farmaid.org/festival. I think I might go myself. 33rd years. I've been a couple of times.
Tell them you're coming. They'll probably give you a place to broadcast.
That might not be a bad idea. Trying to get through to them because really it's not that well organized. Finding people to actually talk to has been a problem over the years. $53 million, though, they have raised to help family farmers around the country. The economic circumstances for family farmers are so bad. But I wonder about how Willie's health is and how that'll... is Neil Young? I didn't see Neil Young in the
He'll
lineup.
Be there. Yep.
He is going to be there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so speaking about Dave Matthews, who is one of the performers, if you're a big fan of Dave Matthews, I'm kind of a... I don't know if I'm a fan. Lukewarm. He's going to get a channel, though, on Sirius XM. They're going to launch a limited-run Sirius XM channel starting next Monday. Channel 3. I don't know what's on Channel 3 now. Not only will listeners hear the band's musical releases, but the channel also features some live songs, demo tracks, albums, that sort of thing. Songs from their musical influences and also from their performances. So that's starting next week. 28 past the hour.
Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, we dug in.
Vice versa. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to attribute the mistakes we make to the outside world, whereas we tend to attribute the mistakes other people make to some personality flaw of theirs. As if that's not silly enough, we have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When you combine the reality that we have a tendency to minimize both our flaws and our mistakes, whereas we tend to amplify the mistakes and flaws of others, then we begin to see a picture of reality that's not really centered in reality, but skewed toward favoring us. What if we could see ourselves as others do, however? What if, instead of all those things I just said, it was vice versa? What could we learn about ourselves? I think probably a whole lot. For more on emotional awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President
President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place, that we talked about Hunt.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
There's primary voting today in New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
The hour now on the Tuesday, June 26th edition of the DJV program. Gee whiz, let's see. Next week at this time, Jennifer, we will no longer be in June. How about them apples?
Thank goodness you're here to point that out.
And I'm also here to point out.
Excited about running through our life.
Yes, well, time goes. If you're enjoying yourself, having a great life, that's a good thing. You can follow us on Twitter to see what our lives are like, and we'd like to see what your life is like. Let's change and exchange on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria. Follow what's going on with them, at C. Schillen. Kara, her last name is spelled with two L's and two N's, Doug Steffen, at Doug Steffen. So check that out. I think there are pictures. There were the pictures posted of what went on the farm on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. I think they're, I've forgotten whether I sent them, I know they were sent around, whether they got that far or not.
There are a few pictures of you on a farm with some old dudes dressed like Civil War.
On a farm?
On a farm.
Well, it would be my farm.
On a farm.
And there was a Civil War reenactment. I thought I talked about
really?
That a little bit on the air. Yeah, big event this past weekend, Civil War reenactment. And you can see pictures of the farm and the dudes, as Kara says, who are dressed up like Northern soldiers, Southern soldiers. There's probably a picture of me in there somewhere pulling a cannon in. It blows, boom. And it was just, it was a very interesting in a historical perspective. And the fact that we have enough land to be able to do that there is a blessing. Also, it's National Chocolate Pudding Day. You go back to the 1600s. Pudding was served after dinner, included everything from grains to raw mutton fat. Kara, do you know what mutton is?
Isn't that, I don't know, does that have to do with sheeps?
Sheep.
Just one sheep.
Mutton.
Right,
is from,
it lamb?
Lamb.
Yeah.
It is lamb,
yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is not a smooth, this isn't what we have for dessert these days, chocolate pudding, no, uh-uh. The origin of National Chocolate Pudding Day is not known specifically. Known that creamy pudding was invented in the mid-1800s, where it was turned into a sweet chocolate dessert. No kidney fat, though. Okay.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been trying to quit.
That's right. That's a good line, Jennifer. All right, let's see. What else in the food news department? Coffee. Again. Coffee again. So now, thanks to our friends in California, Jennifer and the other weirdos that are there, California has Proposition 65, the Safe Drinking and Water and Toxic Enforcement Act. Of course, that's what it is. Let's see here. Passed in 1986, forced everybody to sell, anybody who was selling a product containing chemicals to carry a warning, chemicals that cause cancer. So apparently, somebody has found chemicals, because there's a long list of them. The chemical acrylamide, is that how you pronounce it?
Acrylamide.
That too. That's found in roasted or fried foods. Coffee is roasted. Somebody's really had to stretch on this one, Jennifer. This is a real stretch. There was a lawsuit going through the California courts, results of which ruled that sellers of coffee should have displayed cancer warnings for years, because apparently somebody claimed they got cancer from drinking a lot of coffee. I mean, I think you have to drink massive amounts of this stuff, though. Anyway, but it could be that the coffee companies would have to pay out a lot of dough. The California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, of course, that's the name of the agency, in charge of monitoring Proposition 65, says coffee deserves a break. So what's going to happen here? You're a coffee drinker in California. Matter of fact, you're the only one on the staff that drinks coffee, Jennifer.
I know.
So are
I'm
you
proud,
worried about way. Dying of some horrible disease because you drink coffee?
Well, yes, but not because of coffee.
Oh, okay.
I always worry about things. I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac. But, no, I think that coffee, I think these labels get a little excessive. And because coffee has to be cooked at high temperatures, I understand there's probably a risk. But do I think that that risk is going to be that much different for me? No. I mean, I drink coffee still, so obviously it hasn't changed my habits. Would you change yours?
And not drink coffee? Damn it, yes. Starting
no,
today,
but I mean, I know you
I will
don't
never
drink
coffee again.
But let's say it's milk. If you had this come out about milk, would you stop drinking milk?
No. Well, I might modify, but I know that that's not the case. In the case of coffee, I've always thought coffee was dodgy, even though there have been
these
studies.
But there's so many other things in it, though, that are good for you.
Right.
So, antioxidants and things like that. So that's why they're trying to remove that label or give them a loophole just for coffee.
Well, apparently, if you look at the things that are good, as Jennifer and Victoria just say, the defense of this, of coffee, there's a lot of stuff in there. Antioxidants, things like that, that fight against cancer. So if there's a danger from one item, as acrylamide, then there's something else in there that'll keep it, that sort of neutralizes it. So this looks to me like another play on the part of some government agent who wants to make himself or herself more important. So let's make some trouble. Let's cause some noise. let's do the have the government get involved in one more thing that it doesn't need to be involved in. That's the way I read this thing. Anyway.
Well, so. There is a huge implication if this lawsuit, which it passed, like the law, whoever, I don't know who brought this case to the state.
It's not person but, or persons not identified.
Yeah, whomever brought this case forward, they actually won. And so now the agency, the toxic water and blah, 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 they're the ones trying to now say, wait a second, coffee should get a pass on this because if you think about it, all of the amount of acrylamide that you'd have to drink so much coffee that to even register. And that makes sense. And this is a case where actually the government agency is kind of doing the right level-headed thing. And they're the ones who kind of seem like they're doing the right thing here. So, and then also, if you think about how much coffee is sold in any state, really, but in California too, like you have Pete's Coffee and Starbucks and all the chains, they would all have to pay.
As an accessory to hold coffee.
Right, and they would have to pay so much in back taxes because there would be a tax on this. And so the companies would also really be hurt by this. So this is one case where California might be doing the right thing, even though it's a cuckoo state.
It is a cuckoo state. All right, so just for your information, before we get to the sports desk, other foods, as a matter of fact, all of these foods are included in a list of foods with the most antioxidants. You want to know what foods have the most antioxidants so you can continue to drink coffee and take a lot of these foods in and you won't have to worry about it. You ready for the list?
Ready.
Sure.
Blackberries.
Oh, didn't know that.
Walnuts. Strawberries. Artichokes. Cranberries. Raspberries. Pecans. Blueberries. Cloves. Grape juice, and baking chocolate. Oh, I forgot, Jennifer. Red wine.
Perfect.
Dun, dun, dun. So
that's
Jennifer's
a pretty good list. That's a delicious list.
Oh, that's
I'm okay with that.
Oh, those fruits, yeah. Very good stuff. All right, let's get to the sports desk and find out what's going on with David Ortiz. Jennifer, would you like to do the honors, please?
I would love it. Last fall, Fox tapped David Ortiz, they call him Big Poppy, along with Keith Hernandez to replace Pete Rose on its postseason baseball studio coverage, hoping to capitalize on his charisma and his popularity. The result was fun.
Are they saying Pete Rose doesn't have charisma and isn't popular anymore? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know. I like Pete Rose, but what do I know? The result was fun. It was kind of loose, a jokey show full of banter and hijinks. Fox seems to have liked what it saw from Ortiz, and they announced Monday it signed him to a multi-year contract.
And it'd be multi-millions, too.
Yes, as a studio analyst, Big Poppy will contribute to the network's Major League Baseball coverage during spring training, the regular season, and the postseason, beginning with the All-Star Game next month. Fox says that David is incredibly likable and has unbelievable postseason experience, and we think we're set in the hitter department. Fox announced Monday that it will reunite most of its Emmy-winning 2017 postseason studio team for the coming playoffs. That would be Big Poppy joining Alex Rodriguez, whose new deal at ESPN allows him to work for Fox in October only. Keith Hernandez has not been asked back to Fox's postseason coverage, but I think, Dougie and Victoria and Kara, that the reason David Ortiz is so successful is because he was on this program without him training on how to be on the radio.
Absolutely. We fixed it so he was permanently set
and now
for
he's
success.
A great commentator. Right.
Right. All right. Victoria, would you like to put your commentator hat on, please, and tell us about this 16-year-old NASCAR driver?
Yes, Haley Deegan is a name that NASCAR fans will most likely be hearing a lot more of. She is a 16-year-old race car driver. She currently competes as a rookie in the regional NASCAR K&N Pro Series West and was recently selected to be among 9 NASCAR Next drivers, which is their list of up-and-coming stars. She's also the only female driver in the group. She will turn 17 in July. She had a busy day over the weekend on Saturday. She qualified, came in third place at the Carneros 200 at Sonoma Raceway, and she also happened to graduate from high school and received her diploma at the track right before she jumped behind the wheel to start the race. She wore her racing suit underneath her graduation gown, and her black cap had a custom black and white checkered flag border on it, which was super cute. And she drives the number 19 Toyota car for Bill McNally Racing, and through 5 K&N Pro Series West events, she's finished in the top 10 of all of them. And her first race, she's really, like, It's amazing.
How did she learn to, how she learned to drive or where she started, how she got started?
I don't know how she got started, but I think we're probably going to start seeing a lot more of her. She has some celebrity fans who really are following her career on Twitter. She's gaining a lot of social media following. She's super cute. She's got a great personality. She could kind of be the new Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick, yeah.
Yep. She, yeah. In her first race in March, the Bakersfield 175, she finished seventh and just three spots behind NASCAR Cup Series driver Kevin Harvick, who was actually competing in the event. Sort of, it's his hometown. That's why he was there. And she got his attention, too. He said, as far as potential and reach and just racing knowledge, getting in a car as young as she is, she'd be the one I would pluck out of the series.
Yeah.
So she's, I think we'll definitely be talking about her more.
Good. Very nicely done. All right, ladies, there's a poll on the CBS website today showing that more Americans than not want illegal alien families detained or deported, but it's at 51%. I believe the wall. Well, there's two ways of looking at this. I guess if you really want to parse it, break it down, I use that word now because it feels very important since Bill Clinton. So the poll shows that more Americans than not want illegal families detained or deported. Same poll shows that 51% of Americans believe that a wall is a good thing, even if the structure does not span coast to coast. 32% of Americans believe that a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border is a good idea, can probably be completed. 90% of those polled answered that they thought the wall was a good idea. It ought to be tried, even if it can't be completed. 48% of the adults, 2,000 of them polled, said the wall was a bad idea. So I would say 50%. The margin of error in these polls is at least 3-4%. So I don't see much that comes out of that, except conversation that it still is a dicey proposition and a very iffy question as to whether it does the job. But how do you know until you build it? And then who wants to pay for it? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the Mexicans are paying, right? Is that the way it's going to be? The Mexicans are paying for the wall. Jennifer, is that true? Yes or no?
Jen's off writing a check. She's going to pay for the wall.
A yike factor. All right, let's get to your health and well-being and how things are. We were talking about farms and farmers earlier. Not enough people are patronizing our local farms and farmers, and thus the food that you are eating is not particularly good. As a matter of fact, didn't I see something today about how people, especially millennials, are ordering out? They don't cook. They order it in. A home-cooked meal is bringing stuff home and warming it up.
No, it's delivery. It's not even that far. It's not even like taking food from the store. It's just all delivery.
All right, with all of this, there are lots of questions, but the way people approach life these days is we'll enjoy it, and then if there's a problem, we'll fix it later. Well, if that's your philosophy, maybe I can help you out a little bit with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, Victoria and I love having it every day. It is a proprietary herbal formula that makes Life Change Tea so good at cleaning up the trash in your body. The molds, the toxins, the bacteria, the parasites. If you go on the website, getthetea.com, you see pictures of some of the things crawling around inside your body. And with that, you will quickly go to the order page and click on the code DJV. Get the stuff shipped to you free. Getthetea.com. Yeah, it's more energy. It just cleans you up. And when you clean out all the bad stuff, your body feels better. You'll have more energy. You'll feel better about life and living. It really is like a new lease on life. Getthetea.com for Life Change Tea. It will change your life. Use the code DJV for free shipping. Get that tea and drink it every day. Getthetea.com. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It is time for Tech Talk here, 53 after the hour. Victoria steps up to the plate and is going to help us understand what's going on. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Click there. Very good, Doug. He's going to help us understand. That's Facebook, by the way, listening and starting something on my computer. Is Facebook listening to your conversation? Victoria is going to get to the bottom of that right now.
Well, California technology analyst Brian Solis is in the news. He was having a conversation with a friend while the two were driving through Texas. His friend was buying a ranch in Texas, but was having trouble with the financing because it was considered, quote-unquote, a barn dominium. Now, Brian Solis had never heard that term before, nor had he ever researched it online. As soon as he hopped out of his friend's car and checked Facebook, guess what popped up? An ad for barn dominiums in Texas. What a coincidence! He wrote on Facebook, he told the story, and he wrote, "How is that possible?" His friends piled on now with comments. Another woman said she was talking about a Lexus with a friend in the car, and then the friends started getting Facebook ads from Lexus. This happens a lot. This has happened to me recently. It happened to Jen. This is a very bizarre thing. Is Facebook, is the app on your smartphone, is it listening to your conversation? And Facebook, of course, they say, no, we're not listening. We never record audio, blah, blah, blah. And they say it only accesses the user's microphones if they've given Facebook app permission and if they're actively using a specific feature that requires audio like voice messaging. In April, Mark Zuckerberg was asked about audio surveillance while he was testifying before Congress, and he said Facebook does not listen to people's conversations. Now, the problem is so many people have these stories now. Two out of three of us on this, on our show, we also have had the same experience where we're not researching anything online. And we're not Googling things on our phone, and yet there are the ads that pop up for the items that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This it cannot be coincidence. And there are a lot of people online who are saying that maybe dumping the Facebook app off your smartphone is the right way to go with this, and I'm considering doing that because this is freaky. It really is just creepy at this point. The subject came up again last week. Facebook responded to, in writing, to questions posed by Ted Cruz. He asked if Facebook would commit to never gathering audio or visual information on its users. Facebook repeated it does not currently listen to users, but did not rule out eavesdropping in the future. Now, that doesn't really make a lot of people feel better.
Wow.
Tech writers have been pointing this
Whoa.
Out, saying that's very different from saying, no way, this will never, ever happen. That's saying, well, we're not doing it right now, but clearly they have the technology, and they might be doing it in the future. So, now, the other thing is Facebook does know that people are very uneasy with this whole listening device thing. We've heard about the Amazon Echo recording that couple's conversation and emailing it to one of their employees without their permission. Google Home has had similar issues. And so Facebook has actually shelved plans to introduce their new home product, which has connected speakers with a digital assistant, until they can review how the device will handle people's personal information and how people might respond to it on the market, because this is something that's really freaking people out. So I don't know. At this point, my advice, if you're afraid of this, which I would, you know, I'm not loving it. I don't really use Facebook that much anymore at all anyway, so I think I'm going to be dumping the app, because that's what's listening. That's the cause of it.
Dump
it's on
the
your smartphone.
App. We can
dump
start
the
a
app.
Chant.
Dump Hashtag the dump app. The app.
Dump the app. You can now get the popular video game Fortnite without charge with your PlayStation Switch gaming console. Find out how that works now.
The Geek Out.
The Nintendo Switch continues to get great games, but has finally joined the rest of the world as Fortnite is now available for free on the console. Now, it doesn't run at the same frame rate as it does on an Xbox, but hey, you can't take an Xbox on the run, and the Switch has proven its graphic power with a very enjoyable version of what is now easily the world's most played game. But when you get tired of parachuting into battle royales, the Switch is also getting a classic, Donkey Kong. For $8, Switch owners not only get the classic arcade version, but also a very rare early buggy edition that once appeared only in Japan. You can find both Fortnite and the pristine classic Donkey Kong in the Nintendo eShop now.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.